Golf Smarter number 658 is brought to you by Peter Millar. Be sure to use my link and you'll receive complimentary shipping and a free golf hat. That's petermillar.com/golfsmarter. And stay tuned to hear your name announced in our weekly giveaway and an all-new limited giveaway that you won't want to miss. Topgolf Crush is coming to a ballpark near you and me with the San Francisco Giants at AT&T Park.
This is Golf Smarter, sharing stories, tips, and insights from great golf minds to help you lower your score and raise your golf IQ. Here's your host, Fred Green.
From the San Francisco Giants, we've got Joey Nevin. Welcome to the podcast, Joey.
Thank you, Fred.
And also from Topgolf, we have Jihei Lee. Welcome to Golf Smarter, Jihei.
Thanks so much, Fred. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much. And let's start talking about Topgolf. Topgolf has been, it seems like a huge success. It's one of the greatest ideas in golf that's come around in decades. How's business and how's the expansion, the growth going?
Yeah, it's been an incredible journey being part of this company for the last 3 years or so, going from 12 venues in the U.S. when I joined in 2015 to now we have 47 venues.
Wow.
And just recently in the last couple of weeks, we opened 3 different venues. So it's been a lot of fun. Great brand. I think the golf community has also, you know, embraced us fully as an alternative golf option.
Oh yeah.
It's a great way to enjoy the game in a different format that allows you to be with friends and family that, you know, otherwise may not be able to partake in a golf activity. So, so it's been a lot of fun.
That's the thing that I love about Topgolf is that it takes, I grew up in a time where bowling leagues were really popular, and I grew up in bowling alleys because my parents were both in leagues. And walking into Topgolf and see what's going on, it feels like a classic, you know, bowling night, but at a driving range. I just love that.
Yeah, no, it's, you know, we've got something for everyone. That's not just a tagline. You walk into a venue and you could either play golf, which is a lot of fun, but you could also just hang out and enjoy the music, and there's great food and beverage. And a lot of our guests do stay, you know, for an hour or two after their in-bay experience just to be part of the atmosphere, right?
Yeah.
So it's a social experience from end to end.
Well, back in 2016, February of 2016, episode 527, we did a show on Topgolf. Back in Austin, and I was taking my annual buddy golf trip, and my 3 buddies and I went to Topgolf Austin, and we threw a surprise grandpa shower for one of my friends.
I didn't know that was a thing, but that sounds like so much fun.
It's not. I made it up. And it was so funny because my friends knew that we were going there because I had done the episode on it. And so I was streaming live as we walked in and we were headed down to our bay. And the folks at Topgolf Austin were awesome about it and they were in on the whole joke. And so as we're walking down to our bay, I'm streaming live. He thinks I'm streaming over the internet to everybody, but actually it was to his wife and his children. to watch his face when he figured out what was going on. And it was a huge success for us. But yeah, I think that was the first grandpa shower at Topgolf and maybe ever anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. We've done some really special events. Again, it's a great venue to bring people together, whatever occasion it is. I've seen everything from, you know, gender reveal parties where, you know, an expecting mother and father, they find out the gender of their child at a Topgolf, right? We do a ton of birthday parties. We do corporate events. We do, I think we've done like prom, post-prom parties, all sorts of events take place at Topgolf. But this is definitely the first time I've ever heard of a grandpa shower happening anywhere, especially at Topgolf.
Exactly. So what kind of square footage does Topgolf require, and where can you put those? I have to imagine that real estate is so expensive in major cities that you can't just drop them right in there.
Right. I mean, our typical Gen 2 venue, there's a type of venue that you've probably seen, you know, Austin's one of them. That kind of a footprint, it requires about 12 to 14 acres. But we are experimenting with larger and smaller footprint venues for different size markets. Uh-huh. So, for example, in Vegas, I don't know if either of you have ever been to our Vegas venue, which is a flagship venue of ours.
Yes,
I have not. And
Joey knows all about it.
Yeah, I know that. I know it's twice the size of your other venues, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about 16 acres. It's got four stories instead of the typical three-story venues that you see everywhere. And, you know, we've got rooftop terrace pools on the fourth and third floors. We've got a concert venue.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, retractable roof for, you know, all weather purposes. It's an incredible place. So we're kind of experimenting with different footprint venues. We've also got smaller venues in markets like Birmingham, Alabama. We're trying to be everywhere that our fans and guests want us to be.
And just to chime in here, Fred and Gia, I think as a compliment to the Topgolf model, you know, what I've seen from a moreover business perspective than just, you know, focusing on the golf industry is Topgolf's been able to turn themselves into, you know, a space where, you know, you want to be. You want to be for, it could be an event, it could be a meeting, it could be, as you mentioned, a concert venue. You know, obviously the core is going to be, you know, the golf activation. But I think, you know, you guys have done a great job on creating these venues and these hubs that, you know, you may want to go to be a, you know, participant, but, you know, either before or after, you know, you're going to stay your golf experience, or you may be going there for a meeting and then kind of the breakout and the fun activation could be golf. So I think there's a piece of that model that speaks to a lot of people. And, you know, I think it's going to help drive things into the future as it grows.
Joey, have you been reading up on our like marketing guidelines?
No, thank you for saying that.
That's exactly what we like to hear.
At AT&T Park, you know, we are the Giants, we obviously know what our core is too, but we view ourselves in a very similar light. And I think that speaks to, you know, our partnership here in November, but also just year round, right? I mean, how are you activating the space and, you know, maximizing things for, you know, to grow the brand and also become a, you know, community hub. So it's yes, I have been reading up a little bit, but it's a model that's true to us. So it's kind of easy to replicate, when I speak about it.
I'm actually stuck on the retractable roof. Wait a minute. You mean in Vegas, the whole place gets covered? You can cover the entire area or just the hitting area?
Well, all of our venues are covered, right? So it's an all weather facility all across
where you're hitting balls in the bays.
Yeah, exactly. So, I didn't mean that the roof would cover the field.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm like. Wow. Did you really?
Yeah.
I mean, and it's part of what, which hotel facility are you associated with in Vegas?
Yeah, we're part of the MGM Grand, right. In Vegas.
Wow.
So if you're, you know, if you're coming out of the MGM Grand, the hotel, you would kind of go out the back door, past the Wet Republic, and we're right there.
How did Topgolf start?
So it's a fun story. So there were these two brothers, Joliffe brothers, in the UK, who are avid golfers, and they wanted to make practice a little more competitive, a little more fun. So they were like, all right, well, maybe we'll take this chip in a dog collar and put it in a golf ball and see if we can track this thing.
So
that's kind of how they just started messing around with the technology and built this whole system. And I think they eventually saw the opportunity to make this a more of an entertainment lifestyle venue where it's not just about practicing more intently or more, you know, it wasn't just for the core golf audience. So it kind of evolved from there to what you see now.
Where was the first venue?
It was outside of London. So it's actually a company that started in the UK and then evolved, migrated over to the US.
How soon after they opened in London, they said that we've got to take this to the US?
Yeah, I think the US investor saw the opportunity, mm-hmm. Brought it over within, I think, 5 years. I think the Joliffe brothers started Topgolf in 2000. And in 2005, we opened our first U.S. venue.
Mm-hmm. For years, the Tiger effect has been happening all around the world in golf. And when he first came on the scene, golf exploded and golf courses were being built everywhere. And, you know, and they were being, the ones that were there were being made longer. And it was all, everyone that was like, it was the Tiger effect, and everyone started playing golf. I mean, the numbers of people who started to play golf dramatically increased. And then when Tiger fell from grace, so did golf. The Tiger effect continued. They stopped building in the United States. People stopped playing. And the entire conversation for the last decade plus has been, how do we get people back on the golf course? How do we interest them? Do we have to speed up the game? You know, cheaper, not as difficult, you know, what do we do? And the one thing that seems to have had success over the last decade has been Topgolf. Am I making that up? Are there statistics to show that Topgolf is contributing to the number of people playing golf?
Yeah, absolutely. And we do work with organizations like the National Golf Foundations, Golf Foundation, to survey our guests to see, you know, whether their intent to play golf or their actual, you know, rate of playing golf or starting to play golf, like if their Topgolf experience influences any of those metrics. And the statistics definitely show that people are transitioning from the kind of the warm, friendly, like non-intimidating Topgolf experience as their first encounter with golf, introduction to the game, to take that and say, okay, if I can do this, I can get onto a green grass course and have a great time, right? So we track those numbers. We know that there's a statistically significant figure that shows that, yes, that is happening without us really trying, right? Like we don't currently have a program that focuses on transitioning golfers from Topgolf to green grass, but it is happening at a local level. You know, we have our instructors, PGA certified instructors, at every single venue giving lessons to those who want to be a little more, who are intentional about their skill development in golf. But, you know, they often take them to work on short game or, you know, playing nine holes at a local golf course. So those things are happening at a grassroots level. I think we're definitely going to try to be a little more intentional about, you know, more hands-on in the process of transitioning top golfers to a more, I guess, all-around golfer with partnerships with governing bodies in the game of golf.
Unbelievable. And congratulations and thank you. I'm sure it wasn't intended to do that. When these guys are like trying to start a business, they're not going out there going, let's change the face of golf forever. No, they're like, let's start a business and see what happens.
No, but it's honestly a responsibility that we take very seriously.
Good. Thank you.
I'm a golfer. That's my background and it's my passion, you know, lifelong passion. So, you know, I wake up every day knowing that, you know, I have some small part in growing the game of golf and, you know, letting people experience how fun and enjoyable golf can be. It doesn't have to be intimidating. You don't have to shoot 80 in order to be considered a golfer, right? So
right.
I love that aspect of being part of Topgolf.
Yeah, I mentioned this recently, but I interviewed a PGA Tour caddy, and he said, if you're having fun, you're a good golfer.
Yeah. I mean, it's like the
because people always ask, are you a good golfer? No, I suck. Everybody sucks. That's the, and we all.
Everyone sucks at golf. Let's face it.
Yeah,
right?
And even if a guy shoots a 59, he's going to complain about the putt that he missed. You know.
Well, I mean, there's that guy on the web tour. I forget his name, but he shot 79 in tournament, like first day of tournament, and then he shot 59 the second day.
You're like, not the first person to bring that up on this show.
I mean, if a professional who does this day in and day out is capable of shooting, who's capable of shooting 59, also shoots 79.
Yeah.
Like, golf is hard.
Oh, absolutely.
Golf is really hard.
And you know, if I can easily shoot a 79 or a 99 on any given day, too.
Right.
So, all right, let's take a quick time out, and we'll pick this up because I have too many more questions. I don't know what it is about fall, but my scores always seem to be lower in October and November than any other time of the year. I love to play golf all year long, but fall, there's something magical for me on the golf course. But weather is definitely changing, and it gets chilly during morning tee times. So to make sure my game doesn't cool off when the temperatures drop, I have my new Perth Performance pullover from Peter Millar. And here's why it's going to be your new best friend on and off the course. It feels great, looks great, and it's super convenient because it barely takes up any space in my bag. And when I play around later in the day and it cools off, as the sun goes down and the shadows get long, I grab it out of my bag and throw it on so I stay warm as I finish, hopefully, a very good round. Now, with the Perth, you'll never worry about being cold in the middle of a great round, and it's lightweight with built-in stretch, so you're hardly going to notice as you're swinging through the ball and hitting fairways. You can wear the Perth to the office over a polo shirt or even a sports shirt, and you'll look as professional as you do on the golf course. Its refined and sophisticated appearance will definitely win you style points. So do yourself a favor and get a Perth today. Right now, head over to petermillar.com/golfsmarter to get yours. And while you're there, check out some of my favorite styles from Peter Millar. Be sure to use my link and you'll receive a complimentary shipping and a free golf cap. That's Peter Millar, M-I-L-L-A-R, petermillar.com/golfsmarter. Jihei, what is it that makes you guys so antsy that you're saying, all right, forget our venues, let's go elsewhere? let's talk about Topgolf Crush. Is that the name of the program that you're doing at ballparks?
Yeah, Topgolf Crush is basically where we take the Topgolf experience and plug it into major events and epic venues, epic stadiums, just like AT&T Park. So we've done this at a few different places around the country now, and a few different events like PGA Tour events. But, you know, more than anything else, it's super fun. everyone enjoys it. I mean, they have this, like, wow, like, jaw-dropping moment as soon as they see the layout of what it looks like in a ballpark setting. You know, their favorite ballpark turning into a Topgolf playground. It's kind of that wow moment. But honestly, you know, we're building venues everywhere. We're growing as quickly as we can, but we also want to be in markets where we currently don't have a venue for us to be able to bring the Topgolf experience to a new market as a preview.
Right, exactly. And like San Francisco is a great example because there is the closest Topgolf, I think, to San Francisco is out in Roseville outside of Sacramento. So that's almost 2 hours away, right?
Right, exactly.
I heard rumors a couple of years ago that you guys were eyeing one of the piers in San Francisco to put one in. Is that true?
I can't comment on that, but we
oh,
are.
Thank you.
We are building. we're working on a site in San Jose, and we're looking at end of 2019, early 2020 as kind of our target date for opening. So that's exciting.
In San Jose?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, either way, I have to drive 2 hours to get to one. So,
getting closer though is for Bay Area residents.
Yeah. What was the first ballpark to participate, or did the first one you approached that agreed to it?
Well, our first Topgolf Crush event was at Safeco Field in Seattle.
Okay.
And that was last February.
And how'd it go?
It was fantastic. It was a great market, great partnership, a great, you know, baseball team, right? Like, what makes Topgolf Crush, you know, successful is the right partnership with the right teams and the right venues. Like, if the venues have to be iconic for Crush to really be successful. So, you know, it was a great, great event, had a lot of fun. Honestly, it was the first event, and this is one of the bigger projects that I worked on at Topgolf. And I was like, is this really going to work? Right, you have that moment before you get there, you're like, wait, we can really do this? Because it's really incredible what the technology does, right? Like, we have basically 2 days to turn a row of seats into hitting bays where cameras are able to track every golf shot hit from all of those bays and show on a screen the trace of your shot, you know, and where it lands in relation to target and to an incredible degree of accuracy and get points. Like, I'm like, we can basically build a top golf in 2 days. So there was that moment, but it's been a lot of fun, and that was a great event.
And so Safeco in Seattle, first market you did, how many did you do in 2017? Or is that you did that, went, all right, let's sit back and make big plans for 2018?
We did 6 additional events after that event.
Oh, you did?
Including a few NFL stadiums. We did one at the PGA Tour's BMW Championship on site right on the players' driving range. We did it in partnership with the F1 during the Grand Prix in Austin, right? You know, right by the racetrack at Circuit of the Americas. So we kind of explored different venues, different partnerships, and here we are.
And here we are in San Francisco at AT&T Park, hosted by the Giants this year. How many venues are you doing in 2018?
This is going to be our last event of the year, in November, and it's going to be our 5th one this year.
Oh, great. But again, these are just temporary. You just kind of, these are pop-up top golf places. You just come in for a couple days and you're out.
Right. Exactly.
So,
the events generally last, 3 to 4 days at a time.
So why San Francisco? Why did you go to AT&T?
Honestly, you know, San Francisco is a great market where we've been trying to build a permanent venue, and we have plans to open venues in the future. So from that standpoint, it made a lot of sense. But also, I mean, ultimately it came down to the Giants and AT&T Park. It's, you know, the Giants brand is so strong in this market, and any experience at AT&T Park, I mean, like Joey was referring to earlier, you know, it's an incredible venue to spend time together for ball games or otherwise, right? So we really wanted to work on this partnership and bring the Topgolf experience to AT&T Park.
Fabulous. And we thank you for that. Joey, welcome back.
Thank you.
Hope you're
thank
still
you.
With
well,
us.
Oh, I've been here. Yeah, no problem. This is been great.
Oh, good. Well, now you get to talk. So what, who came to whom? Did you approach Topgolf, or they come to you, and what was your reaction?
You know what, I think we'd have to kind of dig up what that correspondence looked like, but I do know that you know, part of our business model at the Giants is, you know, how do we activate the area in and around AT&T Park on obviously game days and non-game days, and, you know, what partners are out there in many different spaces that we can hopefully align ourselves with and partner and grow something, whether that's, you know, independently or, you know, a true partnership as is the case here. So I think we started seeing, I mean, we've done since back in 2000 on non-game days, we've done, you know, ski jumps, soccer, football, you know, kind of, you name it, we're willing to kind of put ourselves out there and again, align ourselves with the right partners and see how we can, you know, what we can create at AT&T Park. And so, you know, there were a few other golf activations that happened, you know, at different either major league ballparks or, you know, different venues. And it's always something that we thought was was feasible. You know, if we found the right partner and the right setup and the right time of year, et cetera, et cetera. So as we were kind of looking at different options, you know, as Jihei mentioned, you know, I think it's that partnership with Topgolf and such a strong brand and such a great team was something where, you know, we wanted to cultivate it. And it's been a good couple of years in the back and forth process to really figure out the right time of year and the right situation for both of us. But I think we've come across that. And, you know, from our perspective, we think it's going to be really exciting. We've gotten great feedback, you know, from our fans, from new fans. You know, I think what we're finding is as we dig into golf as well, I mean, there is just so many synergies between, you know, fans and sponsors alike that, you know, see golf and baseball really in the same bucket, if you will. So mm-hmm. there's been people that, you know, have enjoyed this crossover and are asking really great questions and are, you know, and are buying tickets and want to be here and want to see how they can even, you know, maximize their experience too. So it's been really great to see and we're looking forward to it. And, you know, from a venue perspective, we think hitting golf balls onto the field at AT&T Park with, you know, McCovey Cove and the Bay Bridge as your backdrop is going to be pretty special. And we look forward to hosting, you know, a number of guests and partners and making that a reality.
When you guys announced this was going to happen in early September, I immediately received an email from my web developer, who's also a longtime Giant season ticket holder. As a matter of fact, he was a season ticket holder at Candlestick. That's how long he's
been.
Oh,
there you go.
Yeah.
We like to hear that.
Yeah, so he's like, okay, I see this as an episode coming, and let's go out. So he was very excited about it, and he was the one that pushed me to reach out to you guys, which I'm so excited that we've done. And I've always had this dream. I've been around baseball a long time, and I've always had this dream of a promotion, you know, like they in basketball, they'll at halftime they do the half court shot, right? Whatever it is. Mm-hmm. I've always had this idea of setting up a mat behind home plate and a barrel at center field, the track, right out center field fence, right? The warning track, so just before the fence, and bring out somebody who, you know, you have to register to do this. You get three shots to try to get it in to win $1 million. Right. And you could just, you know, but you have to register to do it and you have to be a mid or better handicap. You can't just let anybody who's never held a golf club in their hand. You want to have somebody with some skill because the crowd will go absolutely crazy if they can get it in or even close. What do you think?
Yeah.
Can we do it?
Why not?
Sponsored
why not?
By Topgolf. You know Topgolf presents. Yeah, no.
November 16th to 18th is going to be our foray into that, right? So let's get started with Topgolf, see how we do, and then we'll take the next steps. And you know, one thing that's been fun for us as an organization that I don't know if you recall, but one of our beloved now retired pitchers, Matt Cain, mm-hmm. back in 2012 threw a perfect game, and it was really a special moment for the franchise. Well, what a lot of people don't know is that earlier that day, we had that was our golf night here. We do a number of special event nights here at the ballpark, and that was our golf night. And we had a sponsor, and we had Matt Cain out pregame, and we put a mat down over home plate, and he was hitting balls at targets into the cove, and he did pretty darn well.
Ooh.
And he turned around a few hours later and threw his perfect game on golf night. So we like to think that there is some good synergies taking place between the two sports and just this whole activation itself. So we're
awesome.
Excited.
So after you made the announcement, how's the reaction been?
It's been excellent. You know, I think you can easily gauge just on momentum. I myself am born and raised here in San Francisco. So the way I like to look at things is, you know, if I'm getting calls, texts, emails, message on social media from clients and partners, that's good. But then I also like to make sure to check to see, make sure I'm getting them from family and friends and high school friends and old coaches and those kind of things too, right? So when you can feel that momentum locally, it's really a good feeling. And I think this was an instance where you felt it from both sides. And so, you know, people are excited, and, you know, we tried to make sure that we were getting the word out to, you know, obviously from a general media standpoint, but we also wanted to make, you know, a lot of the local golf organizations whether that's the first tee or NCGA, or, you know, all the local coaches, you know, whether that's, you know, from, you know, a grammar school level to a high school and college. So we tried to make an effort to make all the kind of influencers and, you know, really the people that live and breathe golf daily. You know, we wanted to make them aware where we can, because I think this is new and innovative, and you know, people that have heard of Topgolf, we want to allow them to experience it in what we think is a cool setting. And frankly, those that haven't, we want to be a good partner to, you know, Jihei and our friends at Topgolf, and make sure that this gets on their radar, because, you know, we think it has a lot of potential. And, you know, once they experience it, you know, they'll be back, whether that's here or in the future, at another location. We want to make sure that they can experience that.
Okay. The key word here being experience. What are we going to, and oh, I didn't throw this in. I'm also part of a group that I'm a season ticket holder for the Giants too.
There you go. Double whammy. You like it.
Yeah. But I'm an enigma here in Marin County, because I root for both Bay Area baseball teams.
That's,
you know,
it's okay.
Well,
okay.
You know, some people don't. In Marin County, you either are a Giants fan or you don't pay attention to baseball. And it's like, are you kidding? We have two major league teams in this market. And I root for the exact same thing on opening day every year. I root for both teams to do so well that they play each other in the World Series again. That's all I ever want.
That is. I like where you're sitting on the fence there. It's okay. It's okay. We'll use November to really sway over to our side.
Well, I told you, I pay to you guys. I don't go to the East Bay to games very much anymore. Tell me what the experience is going to be for the fan who signs up to do this. Tell me about the day. What's going on at AT&T, and what are we going to experience? Your word.
Sure. So that's what we want to create. We want to create that experience. And I'll let Jihei touch on, you know, what their model is at their venues, but we're taking a cue from them and how we like to operate programming at AT&T Park. So we want to make sure that it's fun, it's festive, it's active, and it's easy, right? So the entrance is easy. Guests know where they're going from a programming standpoint. We want to have, it's going to be music, and, you know, the TVs are going to be on, and we're going to have some, you know, kind of other, you know, fun promotional golf themed elements. But, you know, we want to make it something, you know, it is that you're drawn into the ballpark. And then when you're there, you're okay hanging out, even if you're just watching friends, families, or strangers participating in this, really this novel program here at AT&T Park. We want to create that experience where when you're hitting, you're having a wonderful time at a beautiful, you know, backdrop and a unique one that, you know, obviously you might have been there a couple months before for a ball game, and now you're standing in that exact location, but you're hitting golf balls. But we want to create that where if you're playing or watching, that you're enjoying yourself, you're having a good time. We want to make it again a great experience.
Okay, so that's the ballpark experience. Now let's talk about the golf experience. What are we going to do? What happens when we arrive? Where do we go? What are we doing? How much space do we get? Some details on that.
Yeah, sure. I can take that.
Thank you.
So when you walk in, the hitting bays are going to be on the club level, so 200 level, hitting down to targets on the field. You'll see just the visual layout will be, you know, there will be 23 hitting bays and six targets on the field. And each hitting bay is somewhat similar to a Topgolf hitting bay in that it could accommodate up to six guests at a time.
Okay.
And each guest will take turns hitting five shots in a row. And that's considered one game, five consecutive shots. At any of the targets, you can score in any target. You can score in the red target that's only 40 yards out, or the blue target that's, you know, 130 yards out. Obviously, the farther the target, the more points you could score. And you could, you know, play competitions against your friends and family, whoever's within your bay. And also, we'll have a leaderboard that tracks the highest scores of each hour and each day. And we'll have some kind of surprise and delight prizes that's tied to that leaderboard, how well you do. But, you know, the core of the golf experience is driven by our technology, the Top Chaser Range technology. And if you can imagine a couple cameras, and I'm not a tech person. So I will describe this to you in a way that I understand it, which, I mean, I basically think it's magic.
But, I'll translate.
Yeah. So these two cameras are tracking golf balls being hit in every bay across, 100 foot in lateral distance. So that's about 10 bays. And, those balls that are being tracked by the cameras, the kind of the virtual trace of the shot and where it lands in relation to the target, that's displayed on a game screen monitor right behind each and every bay. And it's the same technology that the PGA Tour uses for its broadcast, Top Tracer. That's a slightly different model, slightly different product, but it's the same technology where you can track the shots, show the trace of the shot, and it we calculate where it lands to an incredible degree of accuracy.
Wow.
So it can give you points based on, if you hit the center of the blue target, you get 300 points. You get the, outer ring of the yellow target, and it's just about 90 yards out, you get 80 points, right? So, and it kind of keeps track of your score as you play. And guests can buy tickets for an hour-long experience. That's, we're referring to those as tee times. And you can come with a group of people or come solo or as a twosome and join others in the same bay. But yeah, most of our guests for Crush, they, tend to arrive a little bit early, especially at an iconic ballpark like AT&T Park. They, you can enjoy the atmosphere, the food and beverage being served in the, concession stands. There will be a DJ there, so there's music at all times. And in that aspect, it'll be a lot like a Topgolf experience, food, food and drinks, music, and the gameplay.
Okay. And
Fred, just to chime in there and make it tangible for baseball fans like yourself as well. So think about from a bay perspective being set up, in a linear model from basically third base to the left field foul pole. So on the club level, so elevated there on the second level, and then, in a straight line, those 23 bays from just about third base to the left field foul pole. So you're then hitting onto the field, to the targets, in which will be placed in basically, shallow left to, and then mainly center and right field. And then the backdrop becomes McCovey Cove, over the right field wall.
Can we hit the ball over to McCovey Cove? Can we try to get splash? Do we get counted for splash hits?
Jihei has produced some detailed documents regarding ball flight. And so we are... we have been confirmed that will is not possible. So I imagine there may be some of your listeners who feel otherwise, but we're looking to set things up accordingly so that that won't be the case.
Oh well.
Yeah, we want everyone to have a great time, but
these balls are expensive. We need to get these balls back. These are
honestly
not balls we're hitting in the water.
Yeah. Right. But yeah, it's going to be the most Instagrammable golf experience of most people's lives,
there
I would
you
say.
Go. There you go.
There you go.
And do we bring our own clubs?
No. So we provide clubs in every bay, lefty and righty clubs. And we will not be allowing outside clubs for the experience.
And what are the dates? We haven't even talked about that. When is this happening?
November. So it's a Thursday through Sunday event. November 15th through 18th. But I think the only caveat is Thursday the 15th is kind of an opening preview day reserved for private groups. So open to public November 16th through 18th.
Okay. Public on 16 to 18. And how do they sign up?
Go to sfgiants.com/topgolf. And we have all the information there regarding Friday, Saturday, Sunday, frequently asked questions, timing, availability, and would love to have your listeners join us. And I love that new tagline, Jihei, the most Instagrammable golf experience of your life. I think we gotta run with that one.
Yeah, in San Francisco, someone's gonna stop you from that. It's like, I'm sorry, you can't use our name like that.
You can't
or they'll say, please keep promoting.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, congratulations, guys, and I hope this is a huge success for you and that this is the inaugural event, not just an event, and that it happens every year, because I definitely want to be coming out and joining you to see the, how this happens. Is there a media day happening before that? I mean, it's like, you know, Thursday through Sunday, it's a PGA Tour event, right? And so is there something that happens before that? Or?
We're finalizing some details for Thursday and maybe some other pieces for the weekend. You know, I think for us, it was just something that, you know, long time coming to get off the ground. So we wanted to make sure, one, logistically and operationally, we could make it work. Two, that there was, you know, we had, we thought there would be interest, but we wanted to confirm that based on our on sale recently. So I think we've done that and we've created that momentum. So we will be doing some promotional media stuff on Thursday, but those details are coming together now that we feel a little bit more confident that there is that momentum and buzz locally.
Well, we're recording this near the end of September, and the event is happening in mid-November. There still spaces available?
There are. Okay. So we have, you know, when you figure it's an all day time frame. So, you know, figure, you know, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. on those 3 days. Obviously, there's some pockets of times that that are driving a little bit more traffic. But, you know, for instance, a Sunday a.m. time frame, there's plenty of spots open. So it's something where we'll be kind of making our guests, potential guests, aware of those unique pockets, but I think it'll be pretty evident on the site. So we've seen some great traffic, but again, some definite pockets of time that are still available.
And what's the cost?
The cost is going to range anywhere from
money.
No,
wait,
no,
wait,
no.
Are we going to talk about this?
Money, huh? Yeah. We have a few. We have a few options, and we wanted to make it very simple: regular and premium. So, the regular one we're going to start at $50, and then the premium will start at $100
per person.
And really, the difference is there's a few more amenities included in the premium ticket option. So, whether that's food and beverage vouchers, a future tour of AT&T Park, Top Golf deliverables at some of their locations. But I think, and GA can speak to this, there's also the Top Golf Swing Suite, which will be at AT&T Park. So the ability to step in, take some practice swings, and kind of warm up before you hit your bay, I think will be a nice touch for some of those premium purchasers.
Wow, that's
yeah, the
really
swing
awesome.
Seat that Joey mentioned, it's a Topgolf branded simulator experience that'll be available to the premium ticket holders. So that'll be a great way to either warm up before your tee time or, you know, play a few more games afterwards while you enjoy a few beverages.
Very good. Very good. Again, it's sfgiants.com/Topgolf to register. It sounds like just a blast to go out with some buddies or even by yourself and go out there and hit golf balls onto a baseball field. Boy, that sounds like the coolest thing I can think of without having to worry about a scorecard. Although you are going to be keeping track. If you're out there with your friends, you're going to be competing. That's the fun part about it.
Hey, you know what? Come out with your buddies, or like, you know, my father-in-law, huge golfer. So he'll be coming out with some of his friends. But you know what? Also my mother-in-law, she doesn't golf, but she wants to be part of the experience. So she'll be joining. So we're hoping for that well-rounded experience for those 3 days in November.
At least for your folks. At least for that. That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing about Topgolf is it appeals to people who are not golfers just because it's fun.
Yeah.
It's a great night out. It's a great night out.
There you go.
Joey Nevin of the Giants and Jihei Lee from Topgolf, I really appreciate your time and wish you all the luck with this. This is going to be just a ton of fun. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thanks, Fred.
Thanks for having us, Fred.
If you've ever played at a Topgolf entertainment center, then you know how much fun and exciting it is to play. But the idea of hitting golf balls into targets on a Major League Baseball field? That to me is just mind-blowing. Do you think you might want to try it out and compete against some friends? How about competing against me? That's right. Topgolf and the San Francisco Giants have agreed to invite 4 lucky Golf Smarter listeners to join me for Topgolf Crush on Sunday morning, November 18th in San Francisco. Each winner will receive the premium player ticket valued at $100, and I'll make sure to throw in some additional Golf Smarter swag as well. Now, transportation and accommodations in San Francisco are not included, so it's up to you if you can make it or not. But if you live in and around the San Francisco Bay Area or are planning a visit that coincides with November 18th, then please enter at golfsmarter.com/topgolf. Now, I've invited you to play golf with me many times. Here's something really unique that we can do together. I'm really excited about it. Deadline for entry is Sunday, November 4th at midnight Pacific time. The winners will be announced and emailed on the week of the following episode, which is number 662. You'll have a week to RSVP. If you do not RSVP or you can't go and your name was announced, your spot will be awarded to another listener. These prizes are not transferable. Sorry. Again, register at golfsmarter.com/topgolf and do it now. Okay, yeah. And we still have our weekly giveaway as well. This week, our winner will receive an online lesson from Patrick Parrish, the 2016 NCPGA Teacher of the Year and recently featured on episode number 652. Congratulations to Golf Smarter listener in Australia, Scott Jameson of Mount Barker, South Australia. Keep us posted, Scott, and thank you, Patrick, for your generosity. I appreciate you both participating. Next week's prize is going to be another set of Shoe Tips Thought Reminders. And we still have prizes coming up each week through the end of 2018. There's a lot going on here at Golf Smarter right now. I'm so excited about this. To enter for our random weekly drawing, go to golfsmarter.com/giveaway. This is a completely different giveaway than the Topgolf giveaway. golfsmarter.com/giveaway and sign up before Sunday midnight Pacific time or 3 a.m. Eastern time. That's Eastern time, not Easter time. Eastern time. Upcoming prizes, registration, rules, and the winners of previous prizes are all there at golfsmarter.com/giveaway. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, use @GolfSmarter on Twitter or Instagram. Contribute to our Golf Smarter Facebook page or write to me directly by clicking on the Hey Fred button at golfsmarter.com.